Beginning Shar Hatshi, the ninth gate, Shar of Precious, Gate of Precious, Top Koftes. The Precious Min Oilam Azeh separates itself from this world, Atoivlo Nimimela. What benefit and good, any good that you get in the Olam Hazeh, you get away from it. The Cholek of Psiche, the Shiva Prokim. This will start to the preface and to seven chapters, to Zeh Pesach HaShar. This is the opening. Omar HaMechaber, said the author, Mipne Shikdam L'Redabar B'Chesh Ben Odom, Im Nafsha, we spoke in the previous chapter, we spoke about Cheshbon, which a person should make with his nefesh. Vahisa Precious Min Oilam Echad Ma'afin HaCheshbon. One of them was through the style of Precious, through separation. The Mela, Precious is very much needed in order to make a proper calculation. If you want to evaluate something, when you are in it, you can't see it in the proper context. In order to see something, you have to remove yourself from the object. Bring it in a very simple motion. You will see a mosquito, okay, would stand on this paper, on this page, on this blue page. And suppose you could converse with the mosquito, ask the mosquito, what do you see? Where are you? So that is a blue wall. I'm standing on a blue wall. And tell, no, this is a page of a Jewish observer. This is not a blue wall. This is a page. Not a blue wall. Says, come on, don't tell me. I'm touching it, I'm smelling it, I'm holding it, I'm seeing it. Well, who are you to tell me what it is? I mean, I'm there. A singer. And he, no way can you convince him that this is a book. He says it's a blue wall. The only way to convince him is with not to talk, no rationalization. You pick him up and remove him. The further you remove him, the further you know what you see now, says, no, you happen to be right. It's not a wall, it's nothing more than a paper. You have to be removed and you're in it. But we have to make a cheshbon, evaluation about our life, in our day-to-day life, in the Gashmizdige world. When you are in it, you can never see it. You're always going to... You see what you see. Precious means you remove yourself. The further you are removed from the world, the more objectively you look into the world. And then you see the world. You can make a cheshbon nefesh. Since in the previous shah, he spoke about cheshbon nefesh, all the validation, calculation, realizations. In one of the ingredients, necessities, in order to make a proper cheshbon was precious. So I'm putting next page, another precious. That if you find, if you accomplish the total precious, you separate yourself from the world, that you could, then you could make a proper cheshbon on nefesh.
But this is different than the kadosh who uses the world, or this is a different type of precious?
We're going to speak about it later. There's two types of precious, okay? No, the one is already a kadosh, one is already holy. Then for him it's not tolerated precious. I mean, the Ramchal speaks about the Mesilas Yesharim, the two parochim you have in the beginning.
This is much later.
There's two. Just in order not to get confused with this. Two Mamori Chazal. One Chazal says Kol Yeshev Betanus Nikri Kodesh. The one who sits in fast is called Kodesh because he's a Porush. He gets away from the world. The other Gemara says Kol Yeshev Betanus Nikri Choyte. Well, this is the time, it's a fast, it's a chayt, it's a sinner. So the Tanya sees, the one who's still involved in food, who's still involved in toilet mazer, he's a part of it. He, if he separates himself, he's a porush, he's a kodosh. The one, after he became a total porush, total separated, and he's not involved in the world, he's only taking from the world anything for the chayt, it's Hashem. So for him, food is like a korban or a mizbeach. Somebody fills the mouth of Tamil Chom with food. It's just like brings the Kurim to the Samigdash. So he, when he fasts, he deprives the world of being elevated to Kodesh Bok to be a Korban. So Yeshua Tanus Nikra Choyte. I mean, after being 100% Porush and elevated yourself to the level of Kedusha, that you're a piece of Kodesh, you're a man of Kodesh, then you have no right to fast. If you can't, you have to eat and bring it because. Because then the food is not Olam Hazeh, it's not Shaychus to the Olam Hazeh. So here we talk about Precious now, simple. As long as you have a Shaychus to the world, you have to be Polish from the world. It means you have to at least be sensitive, not to use the world only to those bare minimums which you have to use, not excessively, because if you do it excessively, you simply get intoxicated, and then you're losing control, you're losing clarity. If you lose clarity, you can never make a cheshbon, you can never really evaluate, you can't make any calculation, you always misunderstand things. The Isiris of Beir Mina Perishas, therefore, will explain the explanation of the old styles of Perishas, abstentionism. And also the condition which is required to be a Porush on the Anshei HaTorah, people who want to acquire Torah. Obviously, Perishas, the necessity of Perishas depends on the person, to what the person's life is dedicated. The more a person is dedicated to Torah, Anshei HaTorah, the more Porush he becomes. In other words, it's not justified. It's a very, the one is a simple worker, a businessman, and his head is not in growing in Torah. He's only maintaining his Yiddishkeit in the day-to-day. For him, Perishas is not so necessary. The one who sits to learn Torah wants to acquire the wisdom of Torah. As the Chazani says, one of the ingredients to acquire Torah, to understand Torah, to come to Torah in depth, is achilas atayduk, a joyful food, pleasurous food, not to eat pleasurous food. Because the more you eat pleasurous food, your body is enjoying it, the more intoxicated it becomes, and that covers up the head. Ba'avir ma'ash yesh ba'mit konas ha-toyre ba'oyla imenuchas ha-nafoshes ha-gufas b'shnevam. Because in Perishas you have the benefit mit konas ha-toyre, that is, improves your Torah learning, ve'ho oylam, improves you in this world, umenuchas ha-nafoshes, it also gives you tranquility. The person who conditions himself, he trains himself not to be over consuming the world, it takes always the minimum. The person doesn't have to pursue so much, doesn't miss so much, is not aiming so much, he has tranquility. The person is one of the biggest tragedies of the American style of life, that you all got used to high lifestyle. And in all your life, you're chasing to meet this lifestyle, and you could never get tranquility. If your lifestyle could have been cut by 90%, and it could. You could live in America with 10%, which the normal lifestyle is. And how much tranquility you get yourself? You know, you don't need, you're in peace. You never have to plan the vacation because you don't need a vacation. Okay, and you never get the aggravation on the airport because of cancellations because you're not on the airport. And all kind of things. You have no problems. You don't complain about the service in the hotel because who needs an hotel, okay? And of course, restaurant is not a problem for you because who wants to go into a restaurant? Who needs it? All these things, you save unbelievable... And I meet many times when I sit with business people, business associates, you know, usually my line business associates are people in a higher level, banking and law firms and people who invest a thousand. What are you talking about? The other style is, you know, my barbershop appointment, and my beauty palace appointment, and the shoe shop where you're buying your shoes, you know, this, in the restaurants and with the Chinese one, and this. And the whole talk, like, the minute you stop talking about business, they all have problems. The calendars and the golfing day and this thing and the lion club day and this is full of complications. And I look at it, I have none of them. I have no barbershop problems because I don't have my machine. And the shoe shop, it's unbelievable. Which mentioned, they make themselves getting himself into trouble just because they have the lifestyle. They make themselves such a lifestyle. You could have such a simple life, but again, menuchas ha-nefeshes, tranquility. Well, independent, you know, don't need anything. Menuchas ha-nefeshes v'gufos, you have tranquility bodily and spiritually. Bishnei olamim, in both worlds, you have a beautiful life in this world, and also, of course, you have a better life in the world to come. You have to explain 7 things in Yoni Aprishas. Echad, one of this, Mahi Aprishas. What does it mean? Abstention is Makolelis. The overall, Tzorech Anshei Oilam Aleyo. And the need of people to that. To what extent do people depending on Prishas? Mashiach in a second, the Gidre Aprishas Amuchedas. The Gedorim of Prishas. I mean, the offenses of Prishas. What specialized preachers were the Amsha Torah, the specialty people, the learned people, needed more than the average people. Especially the third part, we're going to discuss the Kama Kitas Nachlokim Aprushim Aprushim. How many styles of preachers, how many groups there are. But we will be to know preachers. The conditions, the fifth of Mashi Yeshla Torah, Senim Aprushim, what is beautiful for the Torah in preachers, which preachers is acceptable, which is not acceptable. Ashishis in the sixth, Masha Sefer Atayr Sefer Vim Divra Precious, where Precious is being recommended in the Torah by Novi. Shvi is the seventh Behavish Ben Kadmonin, where Sefer Benin Ben Precious. What's the difference between our ancestors and our patriarchs and Yonah Precious in compare to our Precious? Perikrishin, the first Perik. Avul Mahus Precious Akoneles. What is the all over around Precious, which is inclusive, which all people need it. What Precious is something which should be preached to the overall people. Amshe Oilam, all people should be. Which Precious is an elementary Precious which everyone should be involved? I should answer this question. Capricious, the Precious Shem. Precious is a name, an overall name, in Tachtov and Yonim. And underneath this overall capsulized name, Precious, is various in Yonim. Precious means abstentionism. What kind of abstentionism? There's all different abstentionism, all kind of in Yonim. Hashem Akinui, Hashem Kinu Megula. The name which people understand, the one is called Porush. It separates itself in the world. However, the Inyan is Sod Muster. When you see a person is not taking part of the world, you call him Porush. That everyone sees. But a Sod, the Inyan, what the Parishas is delivering, and the inner part of Parishas, it's a Sod Muster. It's a secret which is hidden. And that you have to study. What will it deliver? The kasher yisiri adartoi. If you're going to take away the cover of the Precious, the outside Precious, the atiri chasama, you untie his seam, you let the person go, that he shouldn't be a Porish. You're going to then discover the hidden outcome of this, v'sigola megamosa, and it's going to be revealed where the person is leading. The gedra Precious belshon stam. What is the condition of Precious in the simple language? Chasimas tavas hanefesh, to seal the desire of your body. In other words, not to give in to the desires of the body. V'mona min dovar hanifresh memen, v'mona min adovar, and to hold yourself back, hanifresh memena. Anything which is nifresh, which comes away from this world, ima choyres olav, with all your ability to it, with ima choyres, also it's accessible, which damnusoy l'ilo hamchayevese. And even if it comes across to you, to a certain situation, and you hold yourself back. In other words, you're not hungry. You ate. And you go home. And you haven't got what to do. And sometimes, and that after all of a sudden, you know, there's beautiful chocolate in the fridge. The children or whatever, or for whatever.
The big children.
Huh?
For the big children.
So you reach out, it's available, it's right there. And all of a sudden you have the urge. And you go to the fridge naturally to take a little piece of chocolate. No. It's not justified. That's called Precious. No. All that's available to you, it's accessible. Or with Damnoilo. That wasn't accessible, but you come to visit, you come to Kirish, and something is there which you usually wouldn't eat, and you like it. And you can't justify it. The only reason why you eat it is because you like it. Not because you have now. You come Shabbos morning, there's a Kirish, and you want to learn after that, of course, you have to eat. Now, the fact there's a piece of cake which you don't like that much, a piece which you like more, it's a Shabbos morning, and you have to eat, you eat the better cake, because it's more digestible, because you eat them, it's better appetite, and it's perosis, it's Shabbos too. Plus it's the Shabbos too. But when you don't need it, you don't have to eat, just because it's on the table and it's not helping in any way, no, be a Porush. Then you don't eat. Now comes the middle of the day and you're going to bakery to buy food, and there's a simple cake and there's a berry cake, and you say, well, I don't want to treat myself in a weekday with a berry cake, you know, it's not Shabbos now, and I don't deserve the berry cake. Okay, that's the other level of Precious. So you just take the simple cake. In other words, you're always debating with your body, and that's being like Hillel. Like you look at your body as your horse, like a third party. And when you ride a horse, and the horse has his own desires, you know, and you need a horse, you ride him, and you have to feed him too. But you have to almost hold the whip of the horse, you have to harness the horse, that you should be in line. You shouldn't get off on the sides, what he wants, pasturage, water, other horses around starting. You have to hold him. And you could control him. How long can you control him? You don't overeat him. If you feed him over, he gets intoxicated, well, it's much harder to hold. It's exactly as our body and our soul. Our soul and our body is just like a horse and his rider. And the body runs after his things. If you give it the proper menu, he's not overeaten, he's not intoxicated, you have a certain sense of control over him. It's still hard, but at least you control him, whip him, hold him, harness him. But if you start feeding him with tanuga, what the body wants, and it cannot be justified for the soul that it's good for you, of course you feed the horse good, energized food in order the horse to be able to do his job, so your body has to be taken care of, but not to intoxicate him more than it has to be. V'neimar, we would say, a poirish is mishi yochel, the one, what is a poirish? Mishi yochel, the one who has accessibility to this pleasure, v'hiniach, and he lets it go. V'ilam chayeves, what's the reason which requires the person, chasima stavus hanefesh, not to give in to the lust of the body, is the reason the poirish is mishalek l'shnei chelokim, is for two reasons. Echad mehem, one of them is a reason which is for all mankind and for many other animals too, not to overeat, not to overfeed yourself. But Shani is in the second abstention is in preachers, is miyuchad ba anshatoyre min amadabra. It's only for mankind, but anshatoyre, only for the Jews. One preachers actually is recommended for all mankind and even to some animals to make sure not to give more than the need. In the other precious is the level higher precious that for answer to you. The first one are precious akaleles, the overall precious, he are noig bolet konis gefeini vazor sinirani. Anything which is good for the benefit of our body, kuman hoges amalochim et osam dina, just like the kings are recommending the laws in the government, man hoges aroifim lebrim elochoy, just like doctors recommend for health reasons, man hoges kolis sechel es nafshoy, like every intelligent person understands b'chassima stavosoi that he has somehow to curb his tithes min amachu v'amishtem v'amishgal v'amalvush, not overly eat and drink and live and dress v'dibur and talk v'shatnes v'ofen tanugo. If you overly do it, if you overdo your pleasure, you know, first of all you're losing it and the enjoyment and then you're getting down. This is the overall precious. Precious mi'chedesi sharosol en teireva. And then there comes a specialized precious, which the Torah is teaching us, and plus our intelligence also dictates us. This is ready for the value for the Olam Habo. As I will explain, but let's explain the first precious, the overall. What's the overall? We already explained in the third gate, which in Shara Voida Selakim, that we are here for serving God. Because God wanted the type of man, Mina Odam, who he was, Liyaser HaNefesh, in order to improve the man, and to test him this way. Bab in order to test his Dachach, she got purified. He should become in a level of holy Malochim. In other words, the purpose of the man is coming to this world to polish himself and getting purified, that he should gain a minor of malachic Moshe Omar, like the person Drochai Telechu, in Drochai Telech, if you're going to go in my path, Mesfat Telechu Mahalchim, Ben Ohim Dimo Ele. I'm going to give you, between the walkers, which is a man, between those standards, the standards are malachim. It means a man could reach out, could come out to the level of a malach when he goes, when he works himself. The Chiva Chochmo, in the Chochmo Hashem, had required Nasois HaNefesh to test and to improve this man, the gufois of where is the soul of the man tested and worked on? The gufois aphorios, in earthy bodies. Because Bochum still denounced the life, the neshama, in an earthy body. Mekablois hagidul, where the body has to receive growth, but the sefes, and the body adds him, the mitzua, amzoin esarim lehem. when it's being introduced, the proper food, and the body is being energized and fed with earthy food, then this body grows. In this condition, we can't get out of it. Our neshama is in our body. Our neshama could only excel himself to the level of melochem only when he's being incubated and tested in the body. The body, in the same time, is a body which continuously demands food in order to grow. So this body is conditioned to be hooked to this world, comes out, and the neshama is in a situation where the body is continuously being consuming and fedding himself with gashmias, and there the neshama has to be working and not to be a part of it. The Hirkev HaBoyeris Borach, because Baruch had combined Benefoshos HaNoishias in this human body, Koyach Tavo, a power of lust. Tichsoifno Boilemozom, where the body is yearning for food, Hamichalem Boilemozom, which this world is producing for them. Lamidom, in order to establish them, Lesakram Koyim Ezeburam, in order to improve them all the days when the body has to grow. And he also instilled in a man also an other power, which the person yearns to be with the other, with his spouse, with his wife, in order to produce a substitute to him. In other words, the Kodesh Baruch Hu put in a man the yearning of being with the other partner, with his spouse, in order they should bring children to the world, in order they should be replaced by their children. Everyone wants to be replaced, leaving children behind. In other words, this body means has a need to be with the other person. And the person, and Kodesh Baruch Hu gave for the man, schar aleihem, gave reward, schar atanuk b'hem. What is the reward that is being done and joyfully? Imagine if people would not enjoy food at all, but they have to eat food in order they shouldn't die. It would be a terrible, terrible curse. Imagine if your car would have to energize himself on his own, would have to take gasoline on his own. Would any car pick himself up and take gasoline? No, why? Because he doesn't enjoy getting gasoline. It's an object. If we would have been just like a vehicle, and we have to fuel ourselves daily in order to keep on going, and would not enjoy eating, it would be terrible. So what did the Kodesh Baruch Hu do? He made us so that we're conditioned, we are maintaining our life, we are totally based on food. So we have to eat. But the same Kodesh Baruch Hu made a tremendous chesed with us, that while we feed this body, we enjoy it. We enjoy food, so we love to eat. And the same thing, we have to have children, because everyone wants to have children. But if the whole act of bringing children would be no way enjoyful, would be a tremendous punishment. In order to obtain, you would have to go through a lot of suffering. But involvement is, so what Kodesh Baruch Hu did, he put in enjoyment in the act in order to accomplish what you want in a joyful way. The Hifkud Olava Yetzer, and he had appointed on this instrument of food and relationship a Yetzer, an urge, Lohonia Oisa, to make a move, Elamachal Mishta, to want them to go further to eat and drink, Vamishgon relationship. Everything which the body needs, he likes to do it. People like to go to sleep when they're tired, people love to eat when they are hungry, and people love to be with their spouse when they are lonely and they're alone. Everything Kodesh Baruch Hu put a yetzer, an urge, they should want to do what they have, what is necessary for them to do. That's a great chesed. Kodesh Baruch Hu put in the heart, the world in their heart. In other words, there's the oilam, this worldly things. Kodesh Baruch Hu put it into the heart, and the heart should want it. We're not doing it forcefully. Kasher Govar Yetzer al Seichel. However, when this Yetzer, when this urge overpowers over the Seichel, and he ignores totally the rationality of Seichel, and he lets him totally free go according to his urge, and the body runs after the Yetzer without any restriction or limitation, not so for Adam and the Rebbeim. So the man naturally goes and tends himself to this Rebbeim, to this getting more and more food. Which you bring him to total destruction. If a person eats without limitation just because he enjoys to eat, you know what's happened? The person overeats and brings them total to destruction. Therefore, to balance this uncontrolled yetzer, we need to balance them, to oppose them, the midas are precious. We need to instill in us the characteristics of precious, of stashim, minatanugim, amnuchas. Everyone, even a goy, and even our animals, we have to limit and restrict. Animals also have to be watchful, shouldn't overeat, shouldn't overdo things which they naturally enjoy. So obviously precious is an absolute necessity which has nothing to do with religion. That precious is a balance, a healthy balance, that we shouldn't let our body blindly just go out and get whatever they want. So precious is like a steering wheel in a car. The body is like an engine. It goes full power, full blast, with no control. And now we need a steering wheel to steer it and the brakes and to control it. So the precious is an absolute necessity to balance the yetzer, which has nothing to do with religion, just to have normality. In order to be well balanced with whatever it should be well balanced in taking food. We should take the proper food, quantity wise, quality wise, commercial and for success. Toiv ish. Good is the man which is choinen and malvi. Chalkel vorem is the man who is generous, takes and gives and borrows and lends. He's dealing with earthly things. However, chalkel dvorem b'mishpat. He weighs his things b'mishpat. He does it with calculations. He doesn't overdoing it. It's not underdoing it. That's good for the man. Since the mankind has to conduct life with a certain restriction, which this is his improvement in this world, the kachta tzoyich, where he only takes as much as he needs and not more, therefore it's appropriate that this world should have purushim gemurim, real purushim, with dolim and exorim iskoilam. Therefore, since precious is a necessity, but precious is not something which is in your nature. The yetzer is in your. So we have yetzer. Yetzer is the energy, wanting. That's in your nature. That you don't have to go to college and learn how to eat, or how to run, how to get. Everyone is a wild animal. Everyone gets. Precious is the one who stops you, controls it. But precious is not a natural thing. Precious has to be taught. Precious, you need a role model. Precious, somebody has to preach you. You can't become a Polish on your own. So therefore we need people who are specializing themselves in precious, much higher level than the average people, and from those people you are getting the ingredients of precious, of course not to the level than they are, at least to the level you need. Yetzer, we don't need a Rebbe how to use the Yetzer. Yetzer, everyone is a Rebbe in himself. But precious, I need a Rebbe to teach me how to be a Polish. Now precious is just as much needed as we need the Yetzer, but the Yetzer is a part of us, the precious is not a part of us. So he's teaching us precious. So therefore it says, the fish and it's story chamina noishling with precious, ashabai tokan also boil mazel katsoy man. If you've seen precious needed in this world, hoya bedin liyos, therefore it's appropriate that the liyos boil and that the world should have purushim gemurim, very specialized people who are absolute purushim, nivdolim, totally separate, exorim is called totally separate from this world, in order yilmad mehem, kol min memino odin kifitzol kama precious. You know, from that you could learn. You need in every college, in every school, in every public school, in every household, we need a certain specialized person who is like a total porush, a total abstain from the world, a left side of the world, a total removed, and he has to teach the people to know how to become purushim. The Quran Minoga Midoisab, to know how it is. That comes in this world where you don't have purushim. And outside of the third world, into this world, there's no such a thing as precious. Everyone has those health bugs, you know, they're a little bit. But to be a total Polish, yes, you have specialized Polishim today too. Even in the Goyish world, one is a Polish in food, one is a Polish in money, one is a Polish in intimate life, and whatever it is. But to be an overall Polish, you don't find anyone. You don't find outside of the third world a person who takes this responsibility. You human being, you have a Yetzer. You have a Yetzer of all directions. And you must be a Polish in all directions. Everything has to be balanced. Where do you see today a person who preaches even, who is a role model, that in every area is balanced? There's no such a thing. Yeah, some people are overly conscious about health. So they don't have not to eat wrong, not to eat junk. They do that. But if overly conscious about this, then they care in other areas. They're becoming... They're going to accept the other area. Other people in the other area be purushim, they will be negligent in food. But to be a man, a well-balanced boy, there's no such a thing. And so the Rebbe is telling us that the world must have, even for the world body, it's not to do with religion, they must have teachers of the overall balanced purushim in order to know how to be a purush.
No. Parsha seems like you know the monks, you know, they're we don't believe in that. I mean, that you're total purush from everything. You have to be in this world and be parish at the same time.
And the next thing. And Kolasalim, it's at the same time wouldn't be a cure for the world. She called him Oshanagwa Pishas Koy. All the people will be like monks, also not the good. In other words, the Goyish world doesn't need monks. Doesn't need monks. Since mankind needs Parishas, and needs the Parishas to the proper balance, it is nothing to teach us. So you must have teachers. So there must be monks, but them, those who are 100% Purushim, and they must teach the other people. So you must have a few mute, a certain minority of monks, but not all the world could become monks. Because they become monks, then the world wouldn't conduct, nobody will do business, nobody will care about their families, there wouldn't be anything. So the world, in order to be a normal world, you must have some minority who have to happen to be like that. Because then, if the end corner wouldn't be a cure for Shikola no Shinagma Fishism, the whole world would be like this, also wouldn't be good. Because then maybe Lezibus Yishavoyim and Epsa Kazori, this will bring total to the seizure of the world and finishing, there will be no children. The world has not been created in order for devastation, to empty out. The world has been created to develop it.
Wasn't that my question? I'm saying the real parish by the Yidden is not a real parish.
We're not talking about the parishas. He speaks now about parishas of the world. When Yidden says parishas is divided in two categories. One, that the Eretz Yisrael are there, the mankind, which even some animals take it, and one, that the Eretz HaTorah. We're not there at that level. We're not mixing the two. We're talking about human decency, human balance, human control. That's the thing. It's something which the world today does not have. That's the way it's letting go. Capricious, because precious is pino mi pino is oilam. Precious is an ingredient, is a cornerstone, one of the cornerstones of the world. And cornerstone means a foundation. Precious is a necessity for the stability of the world. But people need it. Ketzarkam, just like the Asher Chochma Samloch, just like any other of the wisdoms and queries, Asher Siachet B'chol Achas Mehem, as a name, Imibilti Imachas. Kimushat Am Imibilti Amachas. Every nation has its specialty. What precious is one thing which all of them need, Kidei Shehenu B'nei Odom, how people should enjoy. Tichach Kol Kat, Ketzarkam V'roi Lo Mehem, and every group should take from it as it's needed to them, to this specialty. The end corner sa'ilam, and it would not be an improvement for the world, a benefit for the world, if the whole world would get together on one chokhmah, all of them would become scientists. It wouldn't be good, because they need farmers. All of them become jewelers. They wouldn't have bread to eat, there would be no bakers. There can't be bakers, you wouldn't have a butcher, you wouldn't have a piece of meat. It wouldn't be good. All people should do one thing, one kind, one work, one chachmah, one interest, wouldn't it? They have to be divided. We need all these careers and knowledges we need, and that brings together the world. As Hakol Osa, Kushbachu made everything Yofa Beita nicely in his time. Everything is needed in his time, and nothing is for Omer Koltzman, everything has a time. Now, what do we see? If all mankind would have been all one style, one type, and one production, so it could have been balanced. Okay, do it so and so and so, don't overdo it, it would be fine. But since the world has to be divided in hundreds of different of creeds and works of chokhmahs and wisdom, in every area you could run out of, become extreme. So we need one of the cornerstones, one of the most important anchors which saves the world is the precious. Abstentionism, a balance. And that balance, all people, all nations, and all groups, and all categories need it. It's common ingredient which everyone needs to balance everyone in his own area, wherever it is. This is called the precious, which is inclusive for all mankind. All mankind is needed for the benefit in this world. Here we spoke about precious from oil mazeh. Now Perek Sheni, now we come to Pishas for the Torah. Abba Geder, Ma Geder Pishas Michedus, the Torah Chan Shat Torah Leyom. What are the Pishas which is specially designed and made only for Anshat Torah? Nechlekim Chachomim Begidro. The Chachomim had made special Gedorim, they divided Gedorim. In the Chachomim, everyone emphasizes a certain different type of Pishas. There's a machlokes in Chachomim. This doesn't mean that they don't agree each with each other, but every Chochem represented another style of precious. Mehem, the way Chochemim, Mishomo, which they said, a precious, what does mean a precious? A zivas, kolma, shetoyret min Elohim. Everything which is bothering, is conflicting with a service that Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have to leave. Anything which is tied in Min HaLokim, which is interfering with your relationship with God, you have to stay from that. Everything. Vomer Achad, the other Chachomim said, HaPrishas, Prishas means, Moiz Bo'olam, to be disgusted from the world, the Katzer HaMa'aviv, and not to want. Even if it doesn't interfere direct. Now, a first one, I would say as follows. The first one, we spoke about a piece of chocolate. We desire to eat a piece of chocolate. According to the first interpretation, that you limit yourself to anything which is interfering with you with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, eating a piece of chocolate, l'chayim, does not interfere with me and Kodesh Baruch Hu. On the contrary, you're getting high. You say, make a big book of shakal and mitvora. What does it interfere with your relationship with Kodesh Baruch Hu? So according to the first one, you could eat a piece of chocolate. Why not? Comes the second one, l'chayim, the piece is moist bo'olam. Disgusting. The worldly pleasure should be disgusting in your eye. The cut said hamav, cut your desires. You want, don't give it. You need for your body, it's a different thing. You have to feed your body. But if it's not for the benefit of feeding, but just because I want, precious means not only relating between you and Kodesh Baruch Hu. Precious means you want, you get dafkinat. That's the precious is being manifested not to give in to yourself. According to the second one, you shouldn't eat a chocolate. Even there's nothing to do with interference between you and Hashem. Yeah.
It seems the difference between the first one and the second one. The first one says, let's say chocolate does interfere. We can figure out how it interferes with your blood, send your blood sugar up and leave you.
Well, I'm talking to somebody who didn't read this book yet. They don't know that blood sugar is not so sophisticated. Right.
Let's
simple people.
Let's say one seems to be saying that you don't take it even though you want it. The other one says don't want it.
The first one says anything which interferes with Avodas Hashem, you know, stay away. But if it does interfere, why not? The second one says no, because you want it, don't give him. You're cutting yourself. It's not with Avodas Hashem. You just don't give him. You're curbing yourself. You're curbing yourself. Curbing yourself. It, obviously, eventually, everything interferes with Avodas Hashem, but you don't see it simultaneously. I mean,
the question maybe is it an emsari or a tachlis? I'm sorry that it's Torah Yifah with Hashem, or the tachas in itself, the parish in itself is a tachas to make you into a better person.
Right. The first one, only if precious brings you, will result in a better performance of Kodesh Baruch Hu, that you do, if not. Because the precious is nothing more than a means. And the second one, as Sam says, the precious himself is an accomplishment, just by not giving in is already an end goal in himself. But eventually it's also because it brings you closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The third one says, "Aprishas, the benefit of Aprishas is menuchas hanefesh, tranquility, v'chasimus rayaneyo, v'kol mashu lehem lemenucha." And usually, when a person is total abstaining himself from any worldly things, he makes condition himself not to need anything. What does it bring? It brings to menucha. You know, this is the typical cartoons which you see, the guy with the fig leaves on the island, with a long ponytail and dreaming, daydreaming, doesn't need anything. Nuchasa, meditating there for 24 hours, doesn't need anything. It's water, the carrot, no clothes, no society, no civilization. What is he? He's a Porush, right? Threw away his Cadillac, threw away everything, and his peace, his dreaming, sleeps, and so others say, Precious has to bring a result of Menuchas HaNefesh. Precious is Menuchas HaNefesh. To bring you total tranquility, no care. And therefore, you can't get it unless you stay away from everything. V'chasimus rayoneyo, and he totally lacks his thinking part. Anything which is Menucha, he blacks out any kind of rayoneyos which interferes with his Menucha, which interferes with his tranquility. You don't think about it, don't want to. Don't read anything, don't make yourself nervous. Vomarachal, as somebody says, I don't hear radio because I'm much more calm. See, Porush, you don't want to know from this world because you're becoming calm. It's the truth, is it? When in Israel there was once a media strike for 2-3 months, there was no television. There was no television, and there was a conference, and psychologists said it looked like the whole country took tranquilizers. The whole country settled down. For 2 months, they didn't bamboozle them, bombarded them with news, with television, with all the pictures. The country simply calmed down. So if somebody's a Polish Moilman that doesn't read newspaper, doesn't hear radio, doesn't hear any kind of things, it's a peace, it's a tranquility. Vomarachal, the other one says, Haprishes is a bitochon berakim. You don't do things because you rely on a Kodesh Baruch. I mean, you have the benefit, the value of abstaining yourself from this world in order to be totally reliant on a Kodesh Baruch. So if you work, you run, you do, you cook, and do all kind of things. Like Reb Zisha never asked food from anyone in the world. When he was hungry, he used to say, Reb Zisha is hungry. So he was hungry. So the Rebbetzin came, the Gabba came, the Shem's came, but he only asked Hashem. Now, if Hashem didn't send, nobody came, he didn't ask. He was abstaining himself from food. Why? Because only if you feed me Hashem, I'm eating. If not. He pushed himself, he was porush from this Olam Hazeh in order to be Batiach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For Merach, the other said, Apricious is Kasois Bosor Erbe. Just enough to clothe, to clothe up and cover up your shameful body, your very domain pants. Shvoyre Re'ava, and just break your hunger. Anything else is excessive, you don't need. If you have underwear and just eat a piece of bread, you're happy. Listen, the guy like, that's called precious. Just take the bare minimum which you need, absolute. Anything else, you don't want. This is called precious. But Maracher, the other one said, precious means, leave behind the company of people, the benefit of being with people, and love. Being alone, loneliness, be alone, you be a parish from society, from chevre. When Marachat Oda says, precious means, Hoidora Toive, keep thanking all the goods Hashem is giving you, the Sefer HaNisoyon, and to be able to take on and to carry on the test which Hashem sends out. In other words, accept everything which Hashem loads on you. When Marachat Oda says, precious is, Minyas HaNefesh Mekol Menucha, that you don't give in to your Nefesh any Menucha, Tanu Gufni, in any pleasure, only the minimum which you can be without it. In other words, precious means you don't sleep a minute longer than you have to sleep. You don't rest a minute longer than you have to rest. You take the minimum of anything which you need for your body, and you don't let your body enjoy himself anything more. It sees the loss of in nefesh. Everything else which the body is not needed for its existence, it takes it out. This type of precious is the most upgetached. It's the most appropriate for precious. And the Hegel's betoyer is saying you, v'shar ha'gdoyre ma'ashe zuchar. In other words, this last precious is the most interpreted, what precious means, more from all the previous precious which we mentioned. In other words, in one word, precious means menias ha'nefesh mikol menucha betanu, gufani. That you hold back your body, your life, and all kind of peace, and all kind of bodily enjoyment, anything which is more than the absolute minimum the natural person needs. You don't sleep more, you don't play more, you don't sing more, you don't enjoy more, you don't eat more. You do everything in a limit where your body is needed. That is called precious. Not all the others, they all specialize the precious in a certain specific area for a specific reason. Here it says precious is an overall thing. In other words, the Ben Teire, the ones who want to steigen Teire, and in order should have a clarity of mind, you should be able to make the proper cheshbon ha'nefesh which we learned in the previous shot. You should be objective in clarity. As long you overeat, you overenjoy, you overtake anything in this world which is not absolutely needed, clouds your clarity, fogs your clarity. And once it starts fogging and clouding, you're confusing your clarity, then you can't make the proper cheshbon ha'nefesh. If you can't make the proper cheshbon ha'nefesh, you're a lost person. You may do things with the greatest enthusiasm because you're doing a mitzvah, and you're ending up doing this, totally keeps in the wrong track. It means it's an absolute necessity. We all know that if you overeat, you don't have a clear thinking. You know, our minds get foggy. So when you oversleep, it's the same thing. Don't undersleep, don't oversleep. Also, when jogging and making efforts, making sports, it's the same thing. If you overdo it, it's not good. If you underdo it, it's also not good. Totally, it's also not good. So, precious means that you calculate and you balance all your involvement in the physical involvement in every area. In every area, you balance it to the exact need, to the most healthy clarity on your natural needs that you need. And anything which is more than this or less than this, you're porush. You stay away from it. That's the proper way of a porush, which a Ben Teire is needed. Because actually, that is an end goal in himself. Beside the product, the end product which precious brings, it's a veklira mind in steigen. But the truth of the matter is, what does it say? It actually reminds us of the moshul that the person feels is always a stranger in this world. Now, when you come into somebody's house, you're guest in somebody's house. Now, of course, you stay in my house, you came to me for Shabbos, and you sleep and eat in my house. All the regular necessities you're entitled to take. You need a glass of water, take a glass, go to the bathroom, you know, you're my guest. But what you can't do, you wouldn't take excessive things. You just wouldn't go and raid the refrigerator any time when you wake up, and because you would do what you do in your own home. Then you ask permission, this has to be justified. You wouldn't overdo things. You wouldn't lay down middle of the day in the living room on the sofa, just on a lazy thing, and you know, just read a book. You know, this is inappropriate. When it comes to the time of sleep, you sleep, you know, where your bed is, and the time is. The same thing when a person conducts his life in this world, he feels he's in a Kodesh Baruch Hu's house. Shift to beveis Hashem, kol yomei chai. I'm sitting in the house of Hashem all my life. I'm a guest of Hashem right here. Right? This world, in my own house, I'm a guest of Hashem. Hashem orders to everything belongs to Hashem. Hashem says, be my guest. So, of course, all the minimum basic things which I need, I'm invited to Kodesh Baruch Hu to take it. But anything excessive, what right do you have to take? So the benefit of being a Porush and all the excessive things is that you remind yourself continuously that you need somebody's help, that you can't take it there you are.
The second line from above. The need for Amshat Torah for Torah people. Lina Gupishois, they have an extra order to be conducting life according to Pishois. Abstention is from this world is Shekavonas HaTorah. The intention of the Torah, interpretation of Torah is להמשיל השכל בכל תאווס הנפש אל הגביל עליהם. The intention of the Torah is that the person should be ממשיל, should run, should make, how do you say, to make bus, to make control. Sechel should control, sechel should gain control בכל תאווס הנפש, in all the pleasure of the body, אל הגביל עליהם, and to overpower the seichel, the intellect, over the physical feelings. It's no question that our physical feelings comes impulsively on its own. And we have to know any energy, any desire, any lust, any pleasure which comes uncontrollably is dangerous. And the intention of the Torah is that the Ben Torah, the one who is a Ben Torah, should have control over any taiva, any, now innocent taiva, something which is positive taiva, anything. The seichel is like the steering wheel, and that steering wheel should take possession on every part of the person's life. In min ha'yidua, and it's known, kiakboris ha'taiva ala seichel, that the taiva should overpower over seichel, hiroish kol chatas, that's the root of all sins, the sivas kol genus. And the sieve of every shame. Every people make themselves ridiculous, put themselves shameful when they lose their head. That's the cause. He lost his sense. When a person lost his sense, he does all kinds of ridiculous things. Why? Because he lets the animal take over. But losing head is just like a fast speeding car losing the steering wheel, losing control. Losing control, they can't do anything. And when a car gets up on the sidewalk and kills people and goes into a store, so what's the answer? What did he do? Did the driver go, you know, it's a lost control. What was the steering wheel? Lost control. He couldn't do anything. Same thing, a human being, when he lets the taiva overpower the seichel, he loses control, and that's the root of all sin, in all blame. But anoto am elo oilam, and no nation ever went to the world and abandoned Torah, until first they had to leave Torah, and the Yetzer carried them in on Yechishav Oilam Hatzalosav, that they should abandon the world of rescue, and went away from the parents' path, which was actually controlled to the exact amount that the world needs. How much? I mean, they were raised by the ancestor, they should use the world properly. But they should take as much, they have to live on it, and they should conduct a proper life. And they made them a beautiful, they let the world be used, which is beautiful to man, and to take the wealth of the world to the exact amount. and it made them love on him, this Adam, to enjoy themselves, to grow in it, until they sank in the depth of the waters. In other words, when they bent in Torah and went into the world, they got indulged and obsessed with the Tavis Olam Hazeh, to the point they got totally drowned in the depth of the waters of Olam Hazeh. The Chivam HaYetzer, and therefore their own Yetzer commanded them and forced them, Lisboil. From now on, they have to tolerate and they have to suffer Tsar Galeim, the pain of the waves of those big waters. In other words, Tivers are throwing in the person in an ocean of Tsuras, helplessly, and now they are in the ocean and they're continuously being thrown around and they have to suffer the waves of the Tsar. And the world is Moshel in them. Also Moshel in them is controlling them. Ba'oitem ozneam, and it plugs up their ears, imatzim and seneam, it closes their eyes, ve'emem echad, there is not one of them, elam is aso betanugois, is only busy to get more enjoyment, because yesigenu, v'yizdameloi, anything which you could reach and can get, that's what he's out to get. This becomes his Torah and this becomes his religion. The Torah and the religion of the person has to pursue pleasure. And he doesn't hear, he doesn't see, that he ruins his family, he ruins his thinking, he's got totally disconnected from reality. No, he's pursuing just pleasure. And this becomes his religion, this becomes his Torah, until this Redifa Achriya Tavis, that he's chasing of Tavis, is totally chasing away from his God. It will hurt you, it will give you surim, it's going to inflict on you pain, the osech, your own badness. Your own bad deeds going to cause pain to you. Your wildness will be your chokha, will be your punishment. In other words, people suffer from their own deeds. You don't need any outside factors, because to see those people who really let go uncontrollably, they don't let, they totally ignore the seichel, and they let themselves conduct with tivus, they are lost to the world.
Mishuvosayich is, you're mistaken this, you're...
Mishuvosayich is loshen shoyveves, loshen wildness. Wildness. Techichuch, that's going to be your chokha, that's going to be your proof that you're wrong, because you see how much you hurt you. Imehem. And for those people, Mishi Mona Mimena Atailegahu, the one who is going to hold back the Tainuk, Umachshafta Olaf, Rapsha Sheves Olaf, it's little boy. Umehem, Mishi Mona Mimena Atailegahu, and also those people who are lost to the world, to the Tivus, they also eventually they're going to lose the title, which they're chasing. They want to be joyful, and eventually they're going to lose the enjoyment. Umachshavta Olav, he was always going to think on the title, always wants it. Nafshu she'efes Olav, his nefesh always wants it. Utliyuba, he becomes addicted. And those who ran after the world's tivus, they become so addicted and obsessed with it that day and night they think about it, and they want it, and they never get it. It's repeatedly searching and asking for it, Laila V'yoyim, day and night. It's like a drug addict. Addiction means that you have no control. By the way, what is addiction? What is an addiction? Addiction means that there's no seichel, there's no intellect, and intellect has absolutely no effect on you. And you're doing it impulsively, addictively, again and again and again and again. You can't stop. That means your body is taking over you. You're powerless, simply powerless. Day and night, you repeat yourself, you want it, and you never get it. Bad things will he think on his bed when he thinks. Then he gets in the morning, and he gets on the path which is not good, because he's continuously obsessed with the wrong things. And both of them, the one who reached the Tava, the one who didn't reach the Tava, just obsessed with the Tava, the pleasure. The one who has the pleasure, what he wants. And the one who doesn't have it, but is obsessed with it, both of them, Binyonoi Toivim, they're all drowning in them. Mahasik atoiv, but to really reach the good in it. Neither of them accept, get anything. Even the one who is, has the taiva, in the end he doesn't get anything. He doesn't get the taiva. Nigzorim, they become cut to pieces. Vinilim, they got tired. Mapsidim v'schoyrosam, they lose in business because they lost their head. V'nafsham p'chuso, the nefesh becomes smaller. V'chirosam ro, whatever they choose is bad. Scholim, they're fools. Be'erech atmure v'amumerba, anything which they exchange, anything which costs them to live this crazy life. They're always coming up the losers. Moshe Kosel, Apostle says, Gemires Kvoidam. They exchange the honor betav neshor oicheleisef in the form of a axe eating grass. I mean, they're exchanging valuable brain, neshama, for nothing, for animal. Einam sorim. Einam sorim, and they can't get away from the situation. Krue ahergel. Those who call on themselves the custom, the impulsive way of life, Hagoyve becomes stronger of them. Verahave as schoire samafsidos liverahave, the stupidity of the schoire, of the merchant as samafsidos, which totally make him lose, literally, that he's totally losing out. Liboisam betoilos rehovav, his heart is always in the events of the stupidity. Eliyashev Belibam Gilgulov, and always busy to be Miyashev, you know, to answer, you know, it's not so bad, this and that and that. He's always involved in stupidity, in losing, in drowning, and he's chasing, and when he's getting hurt, he says, well, it's not so bad. He always tries to excuse himself. He's always busy with that. V'chol asher is orvu in anything which they wanted, they got mixing to get something, rechoku, really they lose out. V'chol asher rechoku me'or emes, v'chol asher rechoku me'or emes, and the more they got distant away from the real light, from the true light, because they're totally blinded in the tivus, asher nifrat me'meno v'chever es ha'yetzer, asher yodo, because they got separated from the truth, because through the company of his yetzer, which they had known, I mean, they live with their own yetzer. Is made the further they live with the yetzer, the further they get separated from the light of truth. Is apcha feil aleihem, the darkness becomes even more thick. They become more and more darkened and stupid. God ala oilam belibam, the world becomes bigger in them. They see, instead of seeing the worthlessness of the world, the nothingness of the world becomes even greater, even more important. V'yav choska b'neihem. And in their eyes it looks how strong it is, v'shivu oisoi, and it settles them v'hechrif sichlam, in the total emptiness and destructiveness of the sechel. They become in a total vacuum of logic, of common sense, rationality, and become totally blinded with stupidities, with darkness, and they become even powerful, and they make a whole Torah out of it, they make a whole world out of it. They become like
the whole secular world.
Exactly. Exactly, today's world, the whole system of today's world, they become, this is an entertainment industry, running away from reality and making a hero out of it, and making big, becoming a star, becoming a best hit movie, becoming this, and this is that's the whole life chasing around, running around, and becoming more and more that. The more the world settles and develops, the more the world develops into something meaningful, the world has more to offer, science, physics, all the abilities, noisaf sichlam churban, the more their sechel, the intellect, becomes more destroyed. In other words, the more the world becomes advanced and the world has more to offer, the more detrimental it becomes to the sechel. We see it also. Now, because everything which the world has to offer, it's advancing in technology, they use the technology to feed their taiva. And what if you're not blind to becoming in the sechel? They have sechel to use the technology to destroy the sechel. They use the biggest technology. Take the movie industry. Take your television. Take all those things. They use it for what? To destroy totally, to empty out, to vegetate their sechel. So, v'chol asher noisav v'oilam yishuv, the more the world settles in its advancement, and the world has more to offer, noisav sichlam chorm. Their sechel becomes more destructive. Aras shechoshu darkei ro, until to the point it becomes so absurd, so ridiculous, that Shechoshu, that they consider Dark Hero his bad path, ki hu hatovit, it's good. We are good, you fanatics. he considers himself, they are the successful people, they are the people who live a meaningful life, and that's the purpose of life, and that's the special of life, that's the success of life. I'm proud of myself, I'm proud of you, my son. You know, this is when you become a champion in a boxing match and a baseball team, and the others who have nothing to do with this world, they never, the fanatics. Uto oisai, and takes of the world, kiyasha, this is the right. This is ethical life. It becomes this lifestyle, becomes the choik, becomes the chok of life, the statue of life, the rule of life. Musar becomes the real life, the nice life. You consider it, you're a beautiful person, you're an up-to-date person. The parents will teach it to the children. It becomes their lifestyle, like the religion. And parents will give it over to the children. Veheir olaf maskilam, and the smart people, professors and the philosophers, they're gonna wake up in this. Like they become the preachers in it. And they're gonna interpret everything. But tzivu boy hamoinam, and they're gonna order the multitudes of people to go in that. That's gonna become like the best sellers, the best educators. They become credits in college. Viskanu olaf soreim, and the ministers and the rulers will become a kind of like the one who could take more part in it is going to become jealousy between them. Arashem is basem ayetzer behem, until the yetzer will be filled in them. Like everything will be of one piece of yetzer hara. They're going to be one solid rock piece of yetzer with the smale achemes, and there in utensils will be filled with yetzer. Look, a person is a shtick yetzer hara. Look, a system is a shtick yetzer hara. Look, a school is a shtick yetzer hara. Look, a government is a shtick yetzer hara. Everything is one solid rack yetzer hara. There's not left one little sense, not one little pure light, seichel, nothing. Everything, you become one solid in smaller chemas. V'shav b'em adova nochri ba'oilam. No, v'shav b'hem. Is going to return to them. Adover nochri b'olam. Once things which were strange in the world, anything which was once strange in the world, will return to them noida, as an accepted knowing thing. Imagine 50 years ago in America, abortion. Wouldn't it be this strange? How would a normal ethical person, an ethical guy in America, consider abortion? Murder. Murder. Today, it's legal. Noida. V'shov b'em dover nochri b'olam. It will turn to them something which was strange to them in the world. The world which would never tolerate becomes neither, becomes an accepted, knowledgeable thing. It's okay. But there a boy, and anything which is proper done, nochrio, is strange. Anything which should be done is strange. Anything which is strange is accepted. Everything, a total exchange roles. Va maspik with my sorrow. The one who is satisfied, he has enough from all the advantages the world has to give. The world has to offer a lot of wealth and everything. He has enough of them. He has enough. He will be heroic. Hakoyse will be hungry, but still needs more. The one who has everything, millionaires, everything they have, no matter how much they have, he's always hungry to get more. Also, kol echad mehem. And every one of them will do kasher o, shosher, everything will do what his friend does. Everyone will follow. People, everything is going to be. Oiches v'men adai sipkoi. And the one who only takes as little as he needs, doesn't take more. Nikraos is called a lazy guy. The one who's not pursuing all the mishigasim is lazy. And the one, my harvest boy, and the one who is lazy to get it, who is slow of getting all these things which are available, because it's a kid guy short, like he's not updated, he's not up to date. I'm mistaken, but must be manner. And the one only takes as much he needs and not more. Chalosh is a weak guy. The one who passes over, it doesn't take anything with what has to give. Mishtadr, mishtapchim boy. Yes, the overoyser, the one who goes through the limit of necessity. He wants more, wants more, umishtadem, and he tries more, umishtabchim boy. So, oh, he's a good businessman. He's a guy with a lot of aggressiveness. It's called his aggressiveness. Umisnafsim bavuroy. And they try to raise him, they try to boast him. And umishchabrim, 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 and they all to get him together, and they anxiously, they want further. Asim v'roitzim, they want, like they're becoming more aggressive. Ubavoy ragvul boy, and if they have more than the limit is, they have more than any limit, they have more of this stupidities of this world, more than the limit of anyone, is oisim bitneim Eloheyem. They're making the belly their god, becomes their god. V'toyrosom malbusheim. And they make their clothing becomes their Torah, umusoram, and their the etiquette becomes chizuk mishkanem. That becomes the neighborhood lifestyle. V'toyim v'mtzulas asichlus, and they are mistaken in the depth of the stupidities. Shovim v'mrutas aatzlo, and they're running around with the flow of laziness. Amusim loaded v'mamosas hatavas, with loads of tavas. They're all loaded up with needs of tithes of loss. And they want the reward of those who serve Hashem with the deeds where they transgress Hashem. And they become so righteous in their eyes, they feel everything is coming to them. They're very righteous, they're very wonderful, they're very nice people, they're very popular people, they're very successful people. They're living up-to-date lifestyle, and they want to get rewarded for that. Umadregis at tzaddikim, and they want to even be considered tzaddikim with the conduct of Rishoyim. They do all kinds of precious, bigger things, and they want to get status as tzaddikim. They want to be titled even tzaddikim. They do the deeds of Zimri, but they want the reward of Pinchas. Want to be taken of Pinchas. See, it's becoming so absurd, so crooked, that not only the beginning they feel guilty, then they say, "Well, we're not guilty. Everyone is a way of life. Okay, you better, but this is my way of life." Then they say, "No, we are special." And then they say, "You are no good." And then they say, "We are good tzaddikim." And they say, "We should be even gemadreges." To become mamash, this is the lifestyle. This is mamash shagut. I mean, the person gets blinded with his tivus and he loses his seichel. Everything is justified. Now that the Yetzer had reached out, now he says, "Berov anshe atoyre," by the most people who should have been Torah people. Everything which we said here. Now, we started yesterday, said precious has to be is applicable to two people, one for all mankind, and then for the Amsha Torah, because they have to be the role model, because there must be almost few individuals who have the strength they're all blind. You're living in a city where everyone is blind and colorblind, and they say on red, blue, red. Those are those people who are out of the tivus. Now, if there wouldn't be very few people who will always be very careful and never be slept away with the masses, there must be stick up individuals who have to need extra precious, extra separation, in order they should remain with the reality, they should stay with the reality, and then eventually they could at least know, listen, all the people which they're claiming, they say that tzaddikim, the Bala Madregas, and this is their religion, this is beautiful, this is fine. No way anyone could say differently if there wouldn't be anyone opposed. So they say, now, Kashrigia Yetzer, it's this Yetzer, this stupidity will reach Barab Amsha Torah, by most people who the past they used to be people of Torah, Masha Pan, which you just said. Now they lost totally the track. Now the problem is, at least they would see, they used to be the secular movement, the Askola movement, in the old days, the non religious Jews in the old days. What did they used to do? They used to abandon Torah and used to baptize themselves, used to go out to the Goyish world. So at least they didn't come into the Torah world and says, "Look, you're wrong and screwing and deceiving Torah." They ran off and finished. So it's just pity for them, but they're not affected us. What happened later? Then started the Haskalah movement and started the Reform, Conservative, Modern Orthodox, all those things. Now those are not only the running out for themselves. They're coming in to us to say, this is Torah, this is the special, and this modern Orthodox rabbi, that's the right way, the conservative, this is the right way. And he ridicules us, and laughing us, and knocking us. It's totally... So if they wouldn't... That's what it says, Kasher Igea Yetzer Barov Anshat Torah Masha Parav, and this is reaching out the most Anshat Torah, they're getting misled. Nitzarachnu Lamot Kenegdo, we have to, in antidote, we have to stand against this phenomena. The precious ham yuchedes, in a very specialized precious. If you wouldn't be involved in very special, heavy precious, which we're going to mention, as we opened up the beginning of the chat, those who are make it as a modern Orthodox thing, and they make separate dancing, but with no mechitza, whatever they do, and the rabbis attend them. So now they got to get into ready in the Indian Finaloche. And so what can you do? Everyone does it, and then they start losing keterim. And then when a situation like that comes, then come this yechidim, the individual perushim, which they never took part of it, and they have clear vision, and then they apply the medicine, at least they try to bring them back.
Are there people in Baruch Hu and who speak about just things like last night, the chasana last night?
Yes, there's a lot of individuals speak about it, but those individuals also say, I was also there and attending it, and I was sitting at the table. I ran away after an hour. I mean, I had to be there till then. I ran away. What can I do?
There are individuals who speak about
it. Oh, yeah.
Some of the rabbis make a limit. They say you can't spend more than...
Don't they
make a limit?
Yes, now they start making tikkunos. They make tikkunos in Sattler.
So what is it to them?
Like Garrett also, in Yerushalayim, like
In every group now is already made tikkunos, and Satmar made both of Inger, they start making tikkunos but again the tikkunos is made, but so the tikkunos, even it's not affecting everyone, but at least we start knowing this, at least talk about it, and we see this little light stops the others to further to glitch, to further glitching, to further going
but
away.
But apparently these people that haven't been made aware of
the being aware of it, everyone is aware of it, but I don't know how. I really don't. I don't know how this thing is accepted. In my eyes, if anyone has a little sense of responsibility, should be sabotaged. Now, this is a very of a mechutin of mine. So should I tell him I'm not coming because I can't? This is not my fault. My mechutin, he made the wedding. His daughter is his youngest child. What can I do? Because when I made a wedding with him, I didn't make it. I made it medium. I made it, which is also not good. I had to also make it as an example of something. Look, so I made it I would have made it in the oil motion, lesser things. What can I do? Almost days, what can I do? I didn't find a hall. I had to go here. I had to go. You have to go to the atrium. Why do you have to go to the atrium? What can you do? Bez Yaakov Olson is not good enough anymore. You have to go to the atrium. Because you double it, because you're Bez Yaakov. The same thing. You know, every schnock goes to the atrium. It's a terrible. And that's the way it slides. Now, the average people, you could say, unfortunately, they don't understand, they can't help themselves, but they must be sticking out, that's what I said, you must have special perushim, for Anshat Torah, as we call it today, extremes. But the truth of it, they're not extremes, they are truth. In today's crazy life, they're considered extremes, because we also live only the bare minimum. Because also, Lemaisa, you have to live with reality, you have to live in your society. You can't go to the desert because there's no desert. And the Rama says, you have to be part of society, you have children, you have to marry them off, you have a schooling system, you can't be in a freaked out extreme. But what is extreme? Today, extreme is if I am today extreme, my father, my grandfather would have speak against me today the way I live, the way I speak against them. To them I'm extreme right, and to my grandfather I'm extreme left. Yeah, but there must be people who hold on to, and actually those people are not only helping themselves, actually they are stopping other people to grow. So there must be somebody who sticks out and says, I'm not. So what can you do? So if I would go to the wedding and start making a tumor, you're crazy. The guy's spending $50,000-$60,000 a night and you're spoiling his wedding. You can't. Not to go, you can't. It's a mechutin. You're not going. So you have to... I feel al pi halacha you have to make a certain haychocha. You have to. No. So I couldn't say, why did you run away from him? I said, tell him my stomach, I couldn't stomach it. I was there to give you the call and everything. I couldn't stomach it. I couldn't stomach the Slav expenditure, $140 a night, for just for no reason. I didn't stomach it. So at least, you know.
You told him.
I didn't tell it to him yet. But he's going to ask me why I ran away. He's going to ask me. So you're mechuyev because if not, At least if you don't, if he doesn't hear such a thing. So I'm not telling you why it is. I understand you have to do it. You couldn't do it. But he has to hear it. So at least they don't go further. They don't say, well, this is okay. It's like other people say, it's a Kiddush Hashem. It's a Kiddush Hashem. It's just like I see that business people, Chassidish business people, I used to do all this first class on an airplane. Yeah. So like once a guy told me, you know what kind of Kiddush Hashem this is? You know, in first class, the waiters with the white glove is serving you kerem wine. Yeah, I'm a vushel. It's not Nesach. So, do you realize what Chilul Hashem you do? What is the middle of a week, middle of a drinking wine? What kind of bum are you? What is drinking wine middle of a week? What is it wine making? Who would drink wine middle of a week on a trip? Just because the guy is drunk. You're supposed to have a safer in your head. What is drinking wine? Just because it's not kosher, you don't drink. What is it? Who drank wine? Where is what come Shigask? Look, he calls us a Kiddush Hashem, the Baruch Hashem today. We could be, you know, on first class and all the special kosher food. And the, even including first class kosher wine and yain mevushel, you know, because of Nesach and the waiters. You know how many complicated etc. What are you doing in the first place to begin with? What are you doing? Isn't it the Chilul Hashem? Why are you burning money for nothing just because you can't carry 180-pound meat? You can't carry your body there. You must have a special chair there. What? It's a show. See, we lost total things. You know what? Spending money for this. And Baruch Hashem, never in my life went first class, even by coincidence. And few times when I was promoted into the business class in El Al, when I go, because many times they have the overload, I'm a freaking traveler, and have a certain, and all the kosher food, they have a policy, and they're overloaded in the room in the business class, so they take the frequent travelers, the privileged travelers, and they promote it. Says, if you give up on the kosher food, you could get business class. Yes, I give up. Put me in business class. And when I come to El Al, I'm embarrassed. So I tell my people, I didn't pay for it, I got it free. I'm the best, I feel it, it's a Chilul Hashem, that you should see, I'm traveling even business class. What?
Give up the kosher food?
Yes, I don't eat too many.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com